Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from The Office to Monopoly, it's that time of the week where we take a look back at some of the big pop culture moments in history. And Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
I'm flying now.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to throw it back this week.
Go on.
I'm excited to go back 89 years to the 19th of March, 1933. Today, actually, is, or this week, it's recognised as the World Monopoly Day, which is very exciting if you're a fan of Monopoly.
As in the board game.
The board game,
yeah.
Monopoly.
Loved,
I'm sure,
Monopoly.
You are one of the many people across the world. Well, in the last 89 years, the game has been played by an estimated 500 million people. And on the 19th of March, 1933, is when Hasbro created Monopoly as we know it.
How do you have the figures on how many people have played it?
Well, it's an estimate figure.
But like, what do they base that on?
I'm
the amount of games that have been purchased?
I'm sure they probably go, okay, this was sold X amount of time. So in an average household, there is X amount of people. Do the multiplication maths that I don't know how to do. And next of all, they have your average numbers.
I haven't played a game Monopoly now in like, I don't know. I can't even remember, it's been that long. But it was a massive childhood favourite.
Well, it's probably good you don't, because it ends up in arguments all
the time. Yeah, it was always a row. Huge row.
Because there was someone always fiddling the cash.
Oh yeah.
The banker always fiddled the cash. And that's why the row started. Well, we throw it back to the beginning of Monopoly 89 years ago this week. However, the Landlord's Game is the kind of original Monopoly created by Lizzie Maggie back in 1903. And that was kind of an educational game. The plan was it was to teach you all about saving and investing and blah, blah, blah. Hasbro's came along and they created a game that has brought together families for many years and also torn them apart.
Where are you a fan of the kind of novelty Monopolies?
No, if I'm playing, I want to play a serious game of Monopoly.
Yeah, I'm
the
same.
The Irish board in front of me and I want to buy up all the expensive streets.
Yeah, I don't think, now when we were playing it, it was probably when it was just the English Monopoly. Wasn't it Piccadilly Lane?
Was one of the yellow, I think.
Yeah, it was the yellow one, and then there was Bond Street in Oxford. They were the green, weren't they?
Well, there's 13 countries it's been printed in and 37 different languages. So it is a game that has travelled the world. In recent years, they even brought out a card machine. I remember that came into my house in latter years where everyone got a card that was loaded with X amount of money and you had to do the maths with the pin code. Good old technology. But you can't beat a classic game of Monopoly.
Now, the other throwback that you wanted to mention, Kieran.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences 25th Annual Academy Awards.
We had the Oscars only last week. It was a very big week for Ireland. And we throw it back to the first time that the Academy Awards were actually aired on television. 71 years ago this week, the 19th of March, 1953. So they had been happening a few years previous, but it wasn't until this year, 1953, that they actually televised them. Bob Hope was the master of ceremonies and it was simulcast. There was half a show happening in Hollywood, half a show happening in New York. They brought it together and transmitted it to the world. And 50,000, an estimated,
estimated,
50 million people viewed it. And that was the first year it was ever broadcast from the Pantgans Theatre in Hollywood.
I love the voiceover. You know, in the clip that we played, the Academy Awards. It's just, it's such a great continuity announcer voice.
It is a great voiceover voice, but it also gives you that music and the swell.
Oh, there is, There's real swagger in that, in the jingle, isn't there?
But the whole thing is full of swagger. It's the red carpet, the costumes and everything else that we saw last week.
Now, I know this was a favourite for a lot of people and in more recent years.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of Oklahoma who owned 1,200 tigers and lions and bears.
We usually throw it back a good few years, but we're only going back 4 years to refresh your memory on Tiger King that debuted on the 20th of March, 2020.
You're going to have to tell, like, I've heard about, I've never watched it.
How you haven't watched this show is beyond me.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
You see, sometimes when I hear, like, when the whole world is watching something, I just don't.
Well, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and I don't know, just nothing about it appealed to me from what I heard of people and the trailer, so you're going to have to.
It may not have appealed to you, but in the first 10 days, it appealed to 34 million people in 10 days alone. It was ranked as one of Netflix's most successful shows ever. And I guess this was partially due to the pandemic. This was, we were in the midst of the first round of pandemic. Mm, everyone was sitting at home.
That's true, actually, yeah.
There was nothing else to do, and Tiger King came into our life. It followed Joe Exotic, who was the eccentric owner of GW Zoo, and it was the big fight against himself and Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue. And it was all about these two zoos that had big cats, and they were all about conserving the planet and everything else. However, we found out that Joe Exotic, actually, who was currently still in prison, he hired a hitman to kill Carol Baskin, and he got himself 22 years in federal prison, and he still remains there.
Still remains there, just 4 years ago. There you go. I know this is another huge favourite for definitely a lot of my colleagues here, Kieran.
It's a classic theme song. The Office premiered on NBC 19 years ago, the 24th of March 2005. And by the look on your face, Andrea, you haven't seen this.
No, I've seen some of the British version, and I just never again. Yeah, like, I don't know, just never became a big follower.
Well, that's okay. The British version was originally, yeah, Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant. That came out 3 or 4 years before the American one.
And oh, then, did it?
Yes, so that
I thought it was the other way around.
No, and then the American version came out. They kind of ripped the script off the UK one. And it's a mockumentary series which followed a paper company, and it followed the ins and outs of what went on inside this paper company. It was a stupid comedy where you could sit down, switch off and laugh. Personally, the UK version is my favourite, but
right,
the US one was massive. Steve Carell, which went on to win Golden Globes and Emmys. But if you're looking for something to watch,
maybe I'll give it another go.
I would. It's one of those easy programmes. You just throw it on and you have a laugh to The Office, which premiered 19 years ago this week.
19 years ago this week. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Kieran, thanks a million for taking us on a little trip down memory lane. Kieran, of course, will be back next Thursday afternoon. Lunchtime live at newstalk.com, as always, is the email address if you want to get in touch with us.
Lunchtime live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.